Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
Good evening. This coming Shabbos is a major Shabbos. Not to put down any other Shabbosos. Every Shabbos is major. But this Shabbos, we see it very clearly, because this Shabbos, besides being Parshas Pekudei, the last of Sefer Shemos, Shabbos Chazak, this year we get to read it separately, as mentioned last week, and it's also Shabbos Mevarchim Ador Sheni, and it's Parshas Shkolim. Shkolim is the beginning of the season of what we call the Dalad Parshiyos. The Dalad Parshiyos, the four Parshiyos, which the Svarim tell us, Tzadik is Mayruch, at the beginning in Pre Tzadik, that the Dalad Parshiyos are connected to the Dalad Oisiyos of the Shem Havaya, being the case then that Shkolim is the Yud. Shkolim is the Yud and the Kutzai Shel Yud, which is the little pintle Yud that sticks out, sticks upwards. Zohar is the Hey, Para is the Vav, and Chaydesh is the Hey Achroina. The Sfasemes writes that it's connected the Dalad Lashonis Shal Geula, connected the Dalad Malchias, connected the Dalad Oilmais. These four parashiyas that are coming are very, very high, very, very great. And in fact, among them is the only parsha that, or some say two, that one must hear min haTorah, the kriya min haTorah, whether it's parsha Zohar, parsha Parah. And it starts with Shkolim. Shkolim is the beginning. It's the beginning of the season. It's getting ready for Purim and Pesach. Mishanichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha, the Gemara says in Tainus, Rashi says, Yemei Purim uPesach. Clearly, once we enter the month of Adar, we're not only getting ready for Purim, we're getting ready for Pesach. The Shkolim were used, as the Mishnah says in Shkolim, the first Mishnah in Shkolim, Be'echad Ba'ador Mashmien Al HaShkolim. In the first day of Adar, they made an announcement. The Yerushalmi says Mashmien means Machrizen. They made an announcement that everyone has to bring Machtzis HaShekel. And what's the purpose of the Machtzis HaShekel? Because in 1 month afterwards, which is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which incidentally is discussed in this week's parasha too, at the end, the parasha Pekudei, Hakamas HaMishkan was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and every single year on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they were ordered to bring karbonos from the new coins that had just been brought in. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rishonu Lachem, L'chodshei Hashana, Chadesh V'Hovei Karbon Mitruma Chadosh. That's what the Gemara says. You have to bring all the karbonos from the new donations. So really, it would suffice just that a few days prior to Nisan, we should bring the Machtzis HaShekel, but the Mishnah says it was done a month before. It was done Be'echad Ba'ador. That was in the time when we had a Beis HaMikdash. Now that we don't yet, and during the years that we don't, instead of bringing Shkolim, we read the parasha called Shkolim, which is the beginning of Kisisa, the Shabbos prior to Rosh Chodesh Adar. In this case, it's Adar Sheni, because it's the Adar closest to Nisan, Mismach Geula LeGeula, the Adar Sheni. So every year, the Shabbos prior to Rosh Chodesh, or sometimes it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we read Parshas Shkolim. Now, whenever you have many events taking place at the same time, we know everything is B'Hashgacha Pratis, there's no such thing as coincidence, that's Amalek. Amalek says, Ashakarcha Baderech, Mikra Nikris, everything is just a coincidence. We believe that everything is B'Hashgacha, and certainly anything in Torah is B'Hashgacha. So the fact that Pekudei, Shkolim, Mevarchim, Adar Sheni, Chazak all fall out the same Shabbos, clearly they're connected. Now, Shkolim and Pekudei are very much connected, because in Pekudei we read here right at the beginning of the parasha when Moshe Rabbeinu makes an account, reckoning of all the silver and the gold and the copper that was brought to the Mishkan. So the Pasuk says, Beka la gulgoyles. Beka means a machtis hashekel. Beka la gulgoyles, machtis hashekel, b'shekel hakodesh, v'chol ha'oiver al ha'pekudim. Very similar to the psukim that we're going to be reading in Shkolim. So Shkolim and Pekudei already, we see a connection where we have here this phrase, Beka la gulgoyles. Incidentally, the word Beka is found only one more time in Chumash. In Parshas Chayesara, Eliezer gives Rivka Nezem Zohav Beka Mishkoloi. He gives her a nose ring that weighed a Beka. And there Rashi says, Remez l'shikle Yisrael machtus hashekel bekal agulgoylus, that he was already hinting to Rivka that out of her will descend Klal Yisrael that will be giving every year the machtus hashekel. But the Gemara tells us, the famous Gemara in Megillah, Omer Reish Lakish, Golui v'yadu alefnei Misha Omer avahoya ha'olam, that Hashem already knew before it all that Haman was going to give a certain amount of coins to Achashverosh to wipe out Klal Yisrael. Aseres halafim kikar kesef eshkol ayadei oisei hamalacha. Tosfos says over there was keneged all the machzis hashekels. So hikdim shiklehem lishkolov. So Hashem commands that we bring shkolim prior to Haman's shkolim, and it was already before, it was already ordered before, so that our shkolim outdo his. Which is a major question that they asked all the Mepharshim asked. What was the happening? Why would you think that his shkolim could accomplish anything anyway? What was he doing with those shkolim? He was giving it to Achashverosh to wipe out Klal Yisrael. So why would one think that his shkolim have any effect whatsoever, that we need our shkolim to precede his shkolim? Is there a parallel? Is there a comparison to compare our shkolim to his? And they also ask, why does Reish Lakish say, Goloi v'yadu alifnei misha omar v'hoya ha'olam? What doesn't it just say? Goloi v'yadu alifnei Hashem, lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the expression? Misha omar v'hoya ha'olam. The creation, the one who said that the world came into being, indicating it's the beginning of creation here. Parshas Pekudei is the last parsha here of Sefer Shemos. The Ramban says it's the finale of the whole purpose of why Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim to bring us into the Mishkan, Hashras Hashchina, that's the whole purpose, Dira V'tachtoinim. Sefer Geula comes to an end here. Parshas Pekudei is the last of Sefer Geula. And it discusses the Bigdei Kahuna, it discusses at the end the actual construction of the Mishkan, Rish Chodesh Nisan, and the Shechina returning after leaving because of Chet HaEgel. The first Pasuk, though, which is the Shoirish of the parasha, the first Pasuk is a very, very difficult Pasuk. To translate is probably very easy to translate, but to understand what the Pasuk is saying is very, very difficult. And even Rashi, who is the Rosh HaPashtonim, seems to contradict himself here. Another Mepharshim on Rashi are very puzzled by what Rashi is doing here. Literally, Eilef Fekudei HaMishkan, this is the reckoning of the Mishkan, which is referred to as Mishkan Ho'edus, the Mishkan of Testimony that was counted, that was reckoned by via Moshe. That's the first part of the Pasuk, which seems to be the continuation here, where it talks about all the gold and the silver and the copper that's being discussed here, what it was used for. And then the second half, Avaidas Halavim Biyat Isomar Ben Aaron HaKoyen. Now what does Avaidas Halavim Biyat Isomar Ben Aaron HaKoyen have anything to do with the first part of the Pasuk? The Levium, Isomar, did not make a reckoning. The reckoning that was made here, the account that Moshe Rabbeinu was discussing with Klal Yisrael, the Midrashim say he did this to avoid suspicion. They shouldn't think that he took any of the money for himself, if anyone would think that. So Moshe said, you see all the gold you donated? It went for this, the copper went for this, the silver went for this. And a lot of it is enumerated here. Some of the details are enumerated here. That's the first part of the pasuk. Avaidas Halavim Biyad Isomar Ben Aaron HaKoyen is not here. That's in Parshas Nosoi. Rashi himself says that Avaidas Halavim, the Levium, their job was to take apart the Mishkan when they traveled and then to put it back up when they stopped. And everyone had their particular part of the Mishkan that they were appointed over, as says in Parshas Nosoi. And who was appointed over all of them? Isomar. Isomar ben Aaron HaKoyen. First of all, what does that have anything to do with what we just said? Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus is talking about the reckoning, the silver, the gold, and the copper. The second part of the puzzle is talking about Isomar being appointed over what the Mishkan, what all the different parts of the Mishkan when they traveled. Two parts of the puzzle have absolutely nothing to do with each other. And Rashi puts the two together. There are many who learn differently. Not like Rashi. Some say that the Levium, but with Isomar, to help Moshe do the reckoning, then it would make sense. What the connection of the Rashi is saying, I like the Rashi is saying it's going on that which it says in Parshas Nosoi. And the other question that Mepharshim asks is, Isomar wasn't the only one that was appointed to make sure that the Mishkan was carried properly. Elazar also did that. Elazar, his older brother, was the one who was appointed to take care of the higher level sanctity parts of the Mishkan, the Arayin, the Shulchan, the Menorah. Isamar only takes care of the boards and the sockets and the pegs and the seemingly insignificant part, the outer frame, the skeleton sort of the Mishkan. But the inner organs, the main parts of the Mishkan, were overseen by Elazar. Why is the Pasuk only mention Isamar over here? Why not Elazar? So this Pasuk is really Kulay Muksha. In fact, if we look at Rashi here, Rashi brings down from the Tanchuma, why does it say Mishkan twice? HaMishkan, Mishkan. Shnei Pa'amim, two times. Remez, it's a hint to the Mikdash that is going to be taken away as security, as collateral. Mishkan from the word Mashkon, when it's going to be destroyed because of the Averis of Klal Yisrael. Who's talking about that? What does this have anything to do with Parshas Pekudei? We're discussing now the destruction of the first and second Beis HaMikdash. When the Mishkan is being put up for the first time, we're talking now about the Churban, about both Churbanos, and it's only a Remez. Rashi himself says, Shnei Pa'amim, Remez LeMikdash. It's not the Daruch of Rashi to bring Remez. Rashi is Pshat, usually, and Remez is only when it's necessary. And then the next Rashi, Mishkan Ha'edus, Edus, it's testimony for Klal Yisrael that Hashem was Mevater Al Maisa Ha'egel, Shehari Hishra Shechinosai Beineim. The fact that he rested among them, the Shechina returns, is testimony to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave us for Chet Ha'egel. Viter. What's the connection between that and Mishkan? Mishkan being a remez to the two destructions of the first and second Beis HaMikdash. So this pasuk with the Rashi, even with the Rashi, is very, very puzzling, very, very difficult pasuk to understand. And another question is why this parsha begins without a vav. We know that most parshas, 95%, maybe even more, of the Torah begin with a vav, because every parsha is basically connected to the parsha before. Now, Vayakel Pekudei certainly are connected. Almost every year we read the two together. So this year we don't. It's a leap year. But why should it start without a vav? As if it's to say it's disconnected from the previous parsha. Why is it disconnected? It's a continuation. Vayakel talks about the actual making of the Mishkan. Pekudei talks about the making of the Big Day Kahuna. And then at the end, the Mishkan's put up, so the two parshas go together. Every year we read them together. Why doesn't the parsha begin with a vav? And it's Shabbos Mevarchim Adar Sheni. The last few days now of Adar Rishon, the Chodesh Ha'ibur, the month that was inserted, the extra month that was inserted during these Shana Meuberes, the special month that we have, as mentioned in the previous weeks, that this is a month of Tikkun, a month that we can rectify, we can be misakin ourselves, especially this week. As mentioned last week, what the Magen Avram writes at the end of Simen Tofresh Pei Hei of Shulchan Aruch, that in Ibiyar, in Shana Meuberes, not only do you have Shovavim Tat, but you also have Vayakel Pekudei. He says, Vayakel Pekudei, there were many who used to fast on the Thursdays of Vayakel Pekudei, tomorrow especially, tomorrow's Yom Kippur Katan. And even those who don't fast, you don't have to fast. It's still a day of learning more, of davening better, of doing more tshuva. It's like the last few moments, the last few days of the Shana Meuberes, of the Chodesh Ha'ibur, by Yaakov Pekudei, which is a repeat of Truma Tetzaveh. So it's a week of tremendous tikkun, especially as we enter Adar HaSheni. Sheni means tikkun, like Pesach Sheni. Though if we didn't do it in Adar Rishon, we now have Adar Sheni. And we have, of course, the great Yom Tov of Purim that's coming. So what does all of this have to do with each other? What is Shkolim, Pekudei, Purim, Adar Sheni? The fact that it's the last Shabbat, the last parasha here of Sefer Shemais, and it starts with out of Vav, have to do with one another. Now, with Yodua, there's a medrash brought down here at the beginning of the parasha that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot what he did with some of the silver. The silver that was donated, this is the Machtis HaShekel that we're talking about now, that was the first Machtis HaShekel that was donated for the sockets, for the silver sockets that comprise the foundation of the Mishkan, the Adonim. There were 100 Adonim, and the amount of silver was Ma'as Kikar, the Elef Ushva Meyos V'chamisha V'shiv M'shekel B'shekel HaKadosh, 100 Kikar, and 1,775 shekel altogether. 100 kikar ends up being 30,000, because that's half. If you figure out how many Jews there were, they counted from the age of 20 and up, that's 603,550. Half of that, since everyone donated a half a shekel, ends up being 300 300,000 plus 1,775. So 300,000 is ma'as kikar, because a kikar is 120 mana. You multiply that, 20, whatever you get, well, together, actually gives the cheshbon, you have 300,000, that's the ma'as kikar. Now, the remaining, the elef shva meyos v'chamisha v'shivim shekel, so the Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu forgot what he did with it. He knew what he did with the ma'as kikar. The ma'as kikar was used for the silver sackets. Every sacket was from another kikar. So there were 100 sackets, 96 from the crusher and then 4 from the amudim. But he didn't know what he forgot what he did with the 1,775 until he was reminded that different Gersoi, some say the neshama of Rabbi Akiva reminded him, whatever that's supposed to mean. Sifrei Drush talk about it. What did he do with the Elef Shva Meyos V'chamisha V'shivim Shekel? That was used, as the Pasuk says over here, for the Vavim Lo Amudim. Those were the hooks that were on top of the pillars that were protruding outside of the Mishkan, and then the Tzipor Rosheyam V'chishakosim. Those Amudim were decorated with silver, some say across the entire body of the pillar. That's what was done with the extra silver. So what does that mean? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu forget punk that, and what exactly does this mean? So we know, as mentioned in the previous weeks, and something that we talk about a lot, because we are the last generation, we are the Dor HaAcharon, we are the generation of Acharis. This parasha, Pekudei, symbolizes the last generation. That's why it's disconnected from the previous parashas. It does not start with a Vav. It's a generation by itself. The generation we live in is a very unique generation, and everyone knows that. Even Lahavdil, the non-Jews, say that it's a unique generation. It's the last generation. It's a generation that has to deal with Nisyonos, trials and tribulations that no other generation ever had to deal with. It's the door of Ikvasa, the Mashiach, Acharis Hayomim, which will become the Rashis. It's going to turn into the Rashis, the first generation of Mashiach. And it has its challenges. And the truth is that this type of generation existed already before on different levels. Not like in our time when it really is the Dor HaAcharon, but it was a Dor HaAcharon also between the first and second Beis HaMikdash. That was the generation of Purim. The generation of Mordechai and Esther was also very similar to our generation. It was a generation that the Gemara says was Chayiv Kaloya. There was a generation that deserved to be Chas V'Shalom Rachman al Islam annihilated. And it was a generation due to the greatness of Mordechai and Esther. Mordechai and Esther were able to be Mamshech, the great Nes of Purim. And they did that, as we mentioned last week, through strengthening the Achdus, the unity of Klal Yisrael. The Yerushalmi gives two reasons why we have to give a Machzis HaShekel. The Machzis HaShekel, the Torah tells us, is Lachaper al Nafshei Seichem, to forgive, to atone. To atone for what? What was the Machzis HaShekel to atone for? And it says it two times in Parshas Shkolim, as we will see when we learn Parshas Shkolim. What's the two times L'chapara on Nafshei Seichem? So the Yerushalmi says it was a kapara for Chet HaEgel, and it was a kapara for Chet Mechiras Yosef, which is also the reason why this mitzvah of Pidyon Abem, they made money, they sold Yosef for Esrim Kesef, therefore all the Shvatim have to be Mishtatif, everyone has to give a Nafshei Seichem, the Yerushalmi makes the Cheshbon. So what do these two have to do with each other? Because it's Yodua that on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when the Mishkan was put up for the first time, they brought an egel and they also brought a goat. The egel, we know, was brought to be mechaper for Chet HaEgel. That's the whole reason why we have a Mishkan. The Mishkan itself is the kapara for the Chet HaEgel. And the egel that Aaron brings in Parshas Shemini, which is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, says ve'egel ben bakar lechatos is lechaper al ha'egel al she'oso. So the egel is mechaper for the egel. But there was also another carbon, the Seir Izim Lechatos. What was that for? Says the Torah's Kehanim, that's to be Machapa for the Chet of Mechiras Yosef. Because by Mechiras Yosef, they took his coat and they dipped it in the blood of a goat. So on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they brought a Seir Izim. These two Chatoyim seem to go together. On the day of Hakamas HaMishkan, they brought an eagle and a Seir to be mechaper for Chet HaEgel and for Chet Mechiras Yosef. Yerushalmi tells us that the Machzis HaShekel is a kapara for the Chet of Mechiras Yosef, for the Chet of the Egel. What do these two chatoim have to do with each other? True that the Egel is an immature axe, and Yosef is compared to an ox, and Micha took the plate that was used to get the Aron of Yosef out of the Nile River, Alei Shor, that's what he threw into the fire, and that's why the eagle came out. That's a nice remez, but what is the connection? What does Mechiras Yosef and Chet HaEgel have to do with each other? So Hezber, the Megala Amukas, writes that the Shvatim saw that Yerovam ben Nevat was going to come out of Yosef, and Yerovam ben Nevat was going to set up idols, one in the north and one in the south, Agolim. So they wanted to get rid of Yosef because they saw already in the future there's going to be Avodah Zarah, there's going to be another Chet HaEgel, there's going to be a terrible Machti, a Sarabim, Yerovam ben Nevat. They saw already in Yosef this, so they wanted to get rid of Yosef. So, based on Midrashim that the Megal Amukas brings down. But by the Chet HaEgel, this was disproven, because by the Chet HaEgel, it was Ma'ir a Kitrut for the Chet of Mechiras Yosef. Because if that's true, Hashem is saying, that you wanted to get rid of Yosef because you saw Yerovam coming out of him, was going to make an Egel, what's going on now? You're all making an Egel now, so what was your excuse now to get rid of Yosef way back then? So it brought it retroactively, it was Ma'ir a Kitrut, because of Chet Mechiras Yosef, except for Shevet Levi, because Shevet Levi was not Mishtatev, so they were excluded. That's the Megala Amukas discusses. Bekitzer, there's more to it than that. It's your dua that Achdus Hashem and Achdus Yisrael go together. One without the other doesn't exist. When Jews are together in unity, when we are unified, then we believe in one God. One God, one nation. It's Goy Echad Ba'aretz, Hashem Echad. When there's Rachman al-Aslan, a pagam in the Achdus of Yisrael, then there's a pagam, Kaviyachal, and Achdus Hashem. Because all of us are rooted in Hashem. Every Yid is a part of Hashem. Yisrael is Yesh Shishim Ribay Oisius L'Toyr. And also the Neshama is a Chelek Alekam Imao. Chatsuvim Mitachas Kisei HaKovid. So if Yidin, if Jews are not together as one unit, it Kaviyachal affects Achdus Hashem. The first pagam in Achdus Yisrael was the Chet of Mechiras Yosef. And Chet HaEgel was a pagam in Achdus Hashem. That's why we find when the Shvatim come together with Yaakov and are reunited with Yosef, so Yaakov says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Now, Hashem Kaviyachal is there's Achdus Hashem because there's Achdus Yisrael. When there's Pirud among Klal Yisrael, there's also Pirud, there's also sort of a Pirud Kaviyachal Bein Akkad Kutsh Baruch Hu Ushachinte. Vayavai Amalek Vayilochem Im Yisrael Birafidim. The Medrash says, Pridim. When there's Pirud, then Amalek comes. And there's Sveikas and Amuna. What does Sveikas and Amuna have to do with Pirud? You see, it goes together. When there's Pirud, when there's disunity, when there's division, there's lack of unity, there's also Sveikas and Amuna, and that's when Amalek comes. Haman says, they are Mefuzar u'mefayra. There's Pirud. There's lack of Achdus. That's why Haman thinks he'll be able to overpower Klal Yisrael, because he's being Ma'ira a Kitrud. He's being Ma'ira the Chet of Mechiras Yosef. It's interesting that we find, Svasemis talks about this, that when the Shvatim got together for the first time, they didn't know yet that it was their brother. Yosef knew, though. The first thing you find is, Vayishtu Vayishkaru Imay. They drank and they got drunk together. Says the Svasemis, that's Purim. The Tikkun of Purim is the Tikkun of Chet Mechiras Yosef. That's why the whole Purim surrounds Achdus. Mishleach Monois, Ish L'Rei Ehu, Matanis Lev Yoinim. There can't be a Purim without Achdus. Purim is the Yom Tov of Achdus Yisrael. And it came about because Mordechai lo yichra v'lo yishtachav. Mordechai will not bow to Haman, who makes himself into an Avodah Zarah. So that's a pagam in Achdus Hashem. Mordechai is Moisa Nefesh. He's a Yehudi, Yehudim in general. Ki higidolo yis am Mordechai. Yehudi, as the Gemara says, is kaifer b'avodah zarah moideh b'chalat Torah kula. So when there's no avodah zarah, then we win over Haman, and then we unite. Lech k'noises kol ha-Yehudim. Gather all the Jews, v'tzumu olai v'al toichlo v'al tishtu. Nikalu ha-Yehudim. Achdus Yisrael, then Hashem kaviyachol is ba'achdus, recognizes one, and then we win over Amalek, we win over Haman. But in times of Golus, in times when we are not on such a level, when there is Pirud, there are Sveikus and Amunah. There's Churban. That's what brought about the Churban. This parasha, Parshas Pekudei, which this year we read as we enter Adar Sheni, as we get ready for the Yom Tov of Purim, together with Shkolim. Shkolim is a machtzis hashekel, very interesting type of mitzvah. Most mitzvahs are performed b'shleimus. You're supposed to do a mitzvah completely. You wear a complete beged of tzitzis, not a half a beged. You wear two pairs tefillin, not one. We do a mitzvah b'shleimus. Why here is it a half a shekel? Machtzis hashekel. And the concept of a machtzis is, as the Svarim say, that we have to come on to someone else. We're only a half. We have to come on to another Jew. Together with another Jew's half, we have a complete shekel. We have to come on to Hashem. Together with Hashem, then we're complete. The machtzis hashekel is the concept of what we say in Tehillim, Lev nishbar v'nitka elikim loisiv. A Jew has to be a broken hearted. Tfila lo'oni kiyatoi v'lefnei Hashem yishbarich sichoi. Zivchei elikim, ruach nishbara, lev nishbar v'nitka elikim loisiv. A pasuk says in Tehillim. When we begin the season, Shkolim starts the season preparing now for Purim and Pesach. The Torah commands us to give a machtzis hashekel, to break ourselves, to humble ourselves, to realize that we're only a half. You have to come on to another Jew. You are not complete without the other Jew. You are not complete without Hashem. Otherwise, you're chaser. The word pekudei can also mean missing. We find v'loy nifkad mimenu ish. Or this would have been the Haftarah this week if it wouldn't be Shkolim. Erev Rosh Chodesh, we read about David and Shaul. The Nifkadeta ki yipokeid moishavecha. But Nifkadeta means missing. David will be missing. Yonason said to David, don't come to the Suda. You won't be there. Your chair will be empty. And then he'll ask me where you are. And then we'll know what if he wants to kill you or not. That's what we read in the Haftarah there in Shmuel. So Pekudei can mean many things. Pekudei means appointing. Pekudei means remembering, account, reckoning, but Pekudei also means missing. We come to the end, the last parsha of Sefer Shemos. Towards the end of all the Avodah, Pekudei, a Jew always feels it is chaser. We're only a half. We're only a machtzis. We're not complete. When someone thinks he's complete, he thinks he's perfect, that's when there's lack of unity. That's when there's Sina and Kina and Lashon Hara and Gaiva and Yeshes. When one thinks that he's completed, he did everything he has to do, he's a Tamim, there's nothing else for him to do anymore, he's Bishleimus, that's no good. The Tachlis is, as we come to Purim, the Yom Tov of Adela Yoda, is that we realize we don't know anything. It's Adela Yoda. We don't know. We are only Machtzis. Pekudei means missing. This pasuk is talking about the neshamas that have to come on to the Yom Tov of Purim, the neshamas that have to come on to tikkun, the neshamas that have to come on to the tikkun for the chet ha'egel, the tikkun for chet mechiras Yosef, which we suffer from until today, the machleikas among Klal Yisrael, which is all rooted in the chet of mechiras Yosef, the sveikas in Amunah that exists today is all rooted in the chet ha'egel. This parsha is our generation. Which, because of the Eile is the Chet HaEgel, Eile Elohecha Yisrael, it starts with the word Eile. Pekudei HaMishkan Mishkan, Rashi says it's talking about the Churban, the two Mikdashos that were taken away from us as a Mashkain. Meaning, that at the end of the Golus, when the Golus intensifies and we feel the Churban more than ever, we enter into the month of Adar Sheni, which is the Acharis, the last month of the year from Nisan, corresponding to the last generation, to the Achris of Zman, Achris of Mokoim, Achris of Nefesh. And that's Isamar. Isamar, the word Isamar can be read as E-Tamar. A Tamar, everyone knows, is a date tree. A Tamar is a Tzaddik. Tzaddik, Katamar, Yifrach. What's Isamar? Isamar means not a Tamar. E means not. In Aramaic, E means if. But in Hebrew, E could mean not, like you have in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Dalet, where it talks about the two sons of Eli who were killed. So when Pinchas, that was the son of Eli's wife, found out that her husband was killed, she went into premature labor, she had a baby, and she named him E-Kavod. E-Kavod means no covered. Gola kavod mi Yisrael. There is no glory for Klal Yisrael. E means not. E-Tamar, not Tamar. Those who are not a Tamar, those who are not Tzaddikim, the lower levels, those that are out of the cloud,
those that, out of the Anani HaKovet, those that Amalek starts up with. Amalek starts up with the Isamar Jews. This individual Isamar, of course, was a tzaddik. But his role was to take care of those that we have to be Malamed Tzchus on. Those that Haman cast his Geirul to try to wipe out. Haman knew that there were Jews that were Niflotim in Ha'anan, that were outcasts. That's what Amalek starts up with. And those are the ones that Haman starts up with, and those are the ones that Mordechai is Malamed Tzchus on. The word Biyadi Samar is Begamatria, Hipil Pur Hu HaGeirul. Haman was Mapil Pur. On who? On those Jews that are under the rule of Isamar. Biyad Isamar is Begamatria Doirish Toiv La'amai. Mordechai is the Doirish Toiv La'amai even for those Jews that are under the influence of Amalek. Those that Isamar takes care of, as we'll see in a moment. Isamar's job was to take care of the parts of the Mishkan that are corresponding to the lower level Jews. We know every part of the Mishkan corresponds to a different type of Jew. The Arayin, of course, that's the Tzaddik, the Talmud Chacham, and the Shulchan, the Menorah, all those Kalim are for the Tzaddikim, Beinonim. But then there were those, the Rishoyim, were those that are not in the camp, sort of, those that are outside, the Chotzer, the pillars, the sockets, and the hooks that are protruding outside, it's outside of the Mishkan. The hooks are outside, and those are that's the item that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot. Moshe Rabbeinu forgot means Moshe Rabbeinu forgetting is because those neshamas that correspond to the Ve'esha Elef Ushva Hameyos Vachamisha Vashishim, it's Yaduah, there's an Azla Geirish on the word Ve'esha Elef. Ve'esha Elef, Azla Geirish means outcast, those that are Megurish. Those that were sort of thrown out, the outcasts, Rachman al Islam of Klal Yisrael, the latecomers, the Acharis Jews, that's who Moshe forgot about. Moshe forgot. You have to be reminded that the Shikha affected the Averis of these Jews affected Moshe Rabbeinu to the point that Moshe forgot. Like by the Eagle, it says, Lech Raid. Moshe had to go down because the Chet Eagle was Poigim even in Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu forgot what the use of these 1,775 weights of silver was used for. It says the pasuk, it was used for the vavim lo amudim. The vavim are the hooks that stick outside of the Mishkan. Those are the neshamas that are out. For them, there's a tikkun. The machzis hashekel is misakin them. The machzis hashekel is misakin the chet ha'egel. The machzis hashekel is misakin the chet of mechiras Yosef. Isamar, therefore, is mentioned in this pasuk, not Elazar, because we're talking now about the Jews of Acharis Hayamim. We're talking about the Jews of Acharis, the Jews that have to come on to the Nes of Purim, the Jews that have to come on to Mordechai Atzadik being Malamed Tzchus on them, the Jews that have to come on to Tikkun, more Tikkun, another Adar. If you take the word Adar and you spell it B'miluoy, Aleph Lamed Pei, Dalet Lamed Tov, Reish Yud Dalet, is B'gematria B'yad Isomar Ben Aaron HaKoyen. Eile Pekudei HaMishkan. These three words. Eile Pekudei HaMishkan HaBegamatria Isamar. Isamar, who's mentioned there at the beginning in the first pasuk, specifically him, his role was to take care of that part of the Mishkan that corresponds to the lower levels, to the Neflotim in Ha'onan, to those from Shevet Dan, those who Adar represents. The Arizal says that Adar is Naphtali. Naphtali is the last of shape of the Machane Dan. Machane Dan is Dan, Osher, Naphtali. Naphtali is the Oisius Nofalti. Those who fell. But the Pasuk says, Ki Nofalti, Kamti. Klal Yisrael fell. Klal Yisrael fell very, very deep. But on Purim, there was an Asiyas Rosh. Ki Sisa Es Rosh B'nai Yisrael. The whole concept of Shkolim is to bring us back up. Shkolim unites all Jews. That's why Shkolim is Begamatria V'amech Kulam Tzadikim. All Jews are connected. All Jews go from Acharis to Reishis, from Rosh to Tzadik. Machzis HaShekel, the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, connects all of us together, strengthens our Emunah in Hashem, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and brings the Yeshua of Purim. So therefore, this Pasuk, HaMishkan, Mishkan, as Rashi says, is talking about the Churban. Mishkan HaEdus is saying that there's Edus that the Shechina is Shoyra B'Yisrael. The Torah is being Menachemos. that even when there's no Beis HaMikdash, even when there's Churban, even when we don't see open miracles, even when there are no prophets, the Shechina is still Shoyra B'Yisrael. Purim was a clear example of this. The Nes of Purim did not happen in Eretz Yisrael. The Nes of Purim did not happen in a Zman of Aliyah. It happened in a Zman of Hester Ponim. V'Anoichi Haster Astir Ponai Bayoyim Hahu. That's Esther Menatar Menayim. Where in Elam, Elam is Persia. That's what's called in Navi. It's called Elam HaMedina. The pasuk says, "Vesamti kisi be'elam." The Gemara brings it in Megillah. One of the psichas to the Megillah's Esther, pasuk la parshasa that you have in the Gemara Megillah at the beginning. So the Gemara brings this pasuk, "Vesamti kisi be'elam." It's a pasuk in Yirmiyah. "V'ha'avadti misham melech v'sorin zu vashti zehaman v'aseres bonav." What's "Vesamti kisi be'elam"? I put my throne in Elam. What's Elam? Says Rashi, "Shushan abira hoise be'elam." The Shechina was in Shushan Abira. What's the Shechina doing in Shushan Abira? The Shechina belongs in Yerushalayim, not in Shushan Abira. Klal Yisrael were in Shushan Abira. They were able to be Mamshech, the Shechina, in Elam HaMedina, in Iran, which is today present Iran, Persia, Elam HaMedina, Shushan Abira. They were Mamshech, the Nes of Purim, which in many ways is even higher than Pesach, Lamailam and Adas, Adela Yoda, a Yomtiv that even after Mashiach comes will still be prominent, it's even higher than Yemaisa Mashiach, the Svarim say. Dafka in a Zman Yorud, in a Mokoyim Yorud, to Neshamois Yerudim. That even when Pekude, HaMishkan, Mishkan, even when the Mishkan is taken away, even when there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's still Mishkan Ho'edus, there's still Edus that the Shechina is Shoyra B'Yisrael. There's still a Kapara for Chet HaEgel. There's a Kapara for Chet Mechiras Yosef. Purim is the Yomtif of Achdus Yisrael. Purim is the Yomtif in which the Shechina was Shoyra B'Yisrael, even in a Zman Yard and a Mokom Yard, to Neshamais Yerudim. We see that in the Parsha of Shkolim that we're going to be reading, Goloi, as the Gemara says, Amar Eish Lakish, Goloi v'yadua lefnei Misha Omar v'hoya ha'olam. It's a new haschola. It's Misha Omar v'hoya. The world is starting over again. A new haschola. What's interesting is that Adar is the last month. Nisan is the first. Nisan is the Reishis. Rishon hu lachem l'chotche hashana. And here, we're being shkolim, Goloi v'yadua lefnei Misha Omar v'hoya ha'olam. A new beginning. The beginning is starting in Adar already. We're bringing the shkolim in Adar, preparing for Nisan, which is the Haskalah. In the last month, Dafka, the last month, that's when we start. We start when it's the Acharis, that's when the Reishis begins. The mitzvah of Shkolim today is because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so there's Parshas Shkolim. The whole concept of reading Shkolim from a Sefer Torah on Shabbos is because we don't have the real Shkolim. If we would have the real Shkolim, you wouldn't have to read the Parsha on Shabbos. You would actually bring the Shkolim. The fact that Shkolim has to be read is because Pekudei HaMishkan Mishkan. Because we lack a Mishkan, because we lack the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have the actual Shkolim, so we have the Parsha of Shkolim, which is read instead, and it's as if we are bringing the Shkolim. The whole idea of Shkolim is Nedivus HaLev, the Rotzayn, wanting to give ourselves over to Hashem. That's the whole idea of Shkolim. That's what it starts with. It starts with the Ratzayin, Nedivus HaLev, that's how Avodas Hashem starts, but it begins with Lev Nishbar V'nitka Elokim Lo Yisivza. A Lev Nishbar gets you places. When a person is a Ruach Nishbara, says the Pasuk, Zivche Elokim, Ruach Nishbara. In the same capital, David HaMelech writes, this is the capital Nun Aleph of Tehillim, which is the capital of Tshuva, where David HaMelech is talking about his own Kaviyach, his own Chet of so there David HaMelech writes, Lev Tohor Berali Elokim, V'ruach Nachayin Chadesh Bekirbi. Everyone knows that pasuk, which starts now. That's what Shkolim is. Shkolim is the beginning of Lev Tohor Berali Elokim, V'ruach Nachayin Chadesh Bekirbi. If you add all those words together, it's equal to Zivche Elokim, Ruach Nishbara, Lev Nishbar V'nitka. That's a Lev Tohar is a Ruach Nishbara, is a Lev Nishbara. That's the Machtzis. That's the half. It's a half. I'm starting with a broken shekel. Shekel B'Gematria Nefesh, as the Svarim say. A broken soul, a broken heart. Lev, that's what Hashem wants to see from us. A lev nishpor. When we are lev nishpor, that's when we, our avodah is accepted as a korban. The shkolim become real. Moshe Rabbeinu says was niskasha. He had a difficult time comprehending the machzis hashekel. All the mefarshim ask, what did he have a difficult time comprehending? What's the big deal? Everyone knows what a coin is. Everyone knows what a silver, 50 cent or a 25 cent, a quarter, a half dollar, a dollar. What was Moshe's difficulty here? Moshe's difficulty was, how is it possible when there is no real shkolim? How is it possible that we should experience the lechaper al nafshei seichem? So Hashem showed him a matveya shel esh, it says. Hashem showed him the fire. Meaning Hashem says, it's not the coin that I want, it's the fire that I want. It's the rotzen that I want. It's the nedivas halev. It's the desire to start. Every yid should want to start anew. Shkolim is the parasha that we start anew. We are now beginning a fresh start, a new beginning before Pesach, before Purim. And that's Shkolim is the haschola. It's the first letter of Hashem's name. Keneged, as mentioned before, Keneged, the Dalad Oisis, the Shem Havaya, the Yud, and the Kutsoy Shel Yud. The Kutsoy Shel Yud, Ki Yodua, is Keser. The four oisis of the Shem Havaya are connected, the Eser Sviros. So the Yud is, the Kutzei Shel Yud is the Keser, that's the beginning, then the Yud is Chochma, the Hey is Bina, the Vav, that's the six Midos from Chesed to Yisoid, and then the last Hey is Malchus. So the Yud has in it not only Chochma, but the Kutzei Shel Yud, that's Keser, that's higher than Chochma, that's Adolo Yoda, that's Gulgoyles, Beka La Gulgoyles. Gulgoyles is the skull. The skull is above the brain. There is no understanding in the skull. The brain understands. The skull understands nothing. The skull is just bone. Beka la gulgoyles. Beka means a broken piece. Beka. Boka yom vayavirem. The Medrash says, actually Rishalmi over there in Shkolim, kol ha'oiver ala pekudim, kol de'ovar biyama. Whoever crossed the Yamsuf, they have to give a machzis hashekel. They all ask, what does crossing the Yamsuf have anything to do with machzis hashekel? First of all, the word beka is like boka, boka yom vayavirem, vayiboka hamoyim. But by Kriyas Yamsuf, Chazal tell us that Yamsuf split in the schus of Yosef. Hayom ro'a vayonois, ma ro'a aroinoi shel Yosef. And that was Mo'ira Kitrug on Klal Yisrael. That was again Mo'ira the chait of Mechiras Yosef. Yosef is so great that because of him, the Jews deserve to cross the Yam, and the Yam splits, and you wanted to sell him, and you wanted to kill him. It's Ma'ir HaKitrut. So whoever went over the Yam has to give him Achzis HaShekel. Kol Ha'Oiver Ala Pekudim. Even those who are Oiver, even those who violate. Oiver doesn't only mean pass. Oiver means to violate, to be Oiver Aveira. Kol Ha'Oiver Ala Pekudim has a chance with the Achzis HaShekel, B'Shekel HaKodesh, L'Chaper Al Nafshei Seichem. L'Chaper Al Nafshei Seichem is B'Gematria Haster Aster. The Hester Ponim, the double Hester. Double Hester means Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni. Adar Sheni, which is another Hester, further away from Nisan. When Adar is the last month, the furthest from Nisan. But when there's an Adar Sheni, we're even further. Another Hester, Hester B'Toich Hester, two Adars. V'yesha Elef, Ushvameya, he says, mentioned before, this is Azla Geirish, those are the Neshamas that are outcasts, the Neshamas that are out of the cloud. V'yesha Elef is B'Gematria Chodesh Adar. Chodesh Adar is connected these neshamas that were forgotten. The last eight psukim of Chumash, where it says Vayomas Shom Moshe, Moshe dies. When is that? That's Zayin Adar. So the last eight psukim of Chumash, which are on Zayin Adar, which is Chodesh Adar, those are the last psukim of the Torah. That's where Shikchas HaTorah takes place. Ki Yadua, that when Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter, they forgot this 3,000 or 300 halachas, as the Gemara says in Temura. Keneged that, those are the neshamas that fell away. The neshamas that were forgotten, the forgotten neshamas are remembered on Purim. Purim is misakin, the forgotten neshamas, the last eight psukim. The last two words of Chumash, le'enei kol Yisrael, is begematria Esther Amalka. Esther Amalka is misakin, the last letters of Chumash, the last neshamas. That's why there's a tough, if one takes a look at Megillus Esther, in the last parak of Megillus Esther, there's a large tough. That Tichtoiv Esther Hamalka Bas Avichayil, there's a large tough. Not that we understand the reason for the large letters, but we mentioned 2 weeks ago about the large ration, the word Acher, that there's a tikkun even for the Acher, Chutz Me Acher. The Tuf is the last letter of the Aleph Beis, and the Tuf, as the Zayar says, that the leg of the Tuf protrudes outward, similar to the Vavim, the hooks that protrude out of the Mishkan. The Esa Elef, that's what the Esa Elef Ushvan Meyes Fahamisha Vashish was used for that, and those are corresponding to the Neshamas, the lower Neshamas. The same thing with the Tuf. The Tuf is the last letter, the last Jews, the last generation, the last month, and it's the large Tuf, because those Jews have an Aliyah. A big Tuf. We have it in the first pasuk of Divrei Hayamim, a large Aleph. That's the Neshama of Adam Arishan before the Chet. Adam, large Aleph, before the Chet. The Tuf, that's all the way at the end. All the way at the end when it looks like there's no hope. The last letter of the Aleph base is a Tuf. The large Tuf over here in Megillas Esther. Vatichtoiv Esther. Esther Amalka was Mesakin. The last Neshama is La'enei Kol Yisrael B'gematria Esther Amalka. The large Tuf. The ones that have to come on to the Machzis Rashekel. The ones that have to come on to the Tikkun. The forgotten neshamas, all hinted in this first pasuk of Parshas Pekuda, and that's why there's no vav. There's no vav because the last generation is the most uprooted generation from all the previous. The tzaddikim said that after the Holocaust, the gap between the generation after the Holocaust and the generation prior was like as if we fell 10 generations. Such a difference. The tzaddikim before the Holocaust, the Klal Yisrael before and after was a tremendous, it was like a disconnect from the past. Because on the one hand, it's taka, a disconnect from the past. But on the other hand, it's a unique generation that is going to be higher than all the other generations. It's the Achris, but it's going to connect with the Rashis. Vayihi bimei Achashverosh, as we said, is Achris v'Rashis Shaloi, as the Medrash says. That they quote. No one knows what his medrash is, but obviously it's such a medrash. Achris v'reishis shaloi. Bimei achashveirosh is begamatria. Uvo'u ha'oivdim be'eretz Ashur. The oivdim be'eretz Ashur, those are the Acharis Jews, have a tikkun, bimei achashveirosh, on the Yom Tov of Purim. It's interesting that bimei achashveirosh is begamatria chodesh Adar Hasheni. The second chodesh Adar is the real chodesh Adar. There's a machlokes in the Yerushalmi, which is the inserted month. The one day is it's the first Adar, but the other day is it's the second Adar. Adar Hasheni is the 13th month. The furthest from Nisan, Haman thinks that in that month he'll for sure be able to wipe out the Jews. It doesn't even have a tzir of Shem Havaya. According to the B'nai Yisoschar, the Adar Hasheni is the month that doesn't have any corresponding tzir of Shem Havaya. It's so far, but because it's so far, it's so close. It's the closest to Nisan. And in this Chodesh, even those who have no Tikkun in Nisan have a Tikkun. Because Purim is the Bechina of Yovel. Yovel brings back the lowest Neshamas, the Neshamas of Pekudei, the forgotten Neshamas, the Neshamas of Pekudei, meaning Chisorin, become remembered. The same word Pekudei, which means Chisorin, also means remember. V'nifkadeta ki yipokeid ma'ishavecha. Pokeid yifkeid elekim eschem. Pekudei is the Oisis yifkeid. The last generation, this is the last parasha of Sefer Shemayis, corresponds to the last generation. It's Pekudei, but it will be Yifkoid. It's a forgotten generation. It's the Acharis, but it becomes the Rashis. From Shikcha to Zikoroin. The Hayomim Ha'ela Niskorim V'Nasim, the Megillah says. Vayiyu Nikroim Lefnei HaMelech B'Sefer HaZikoroin. Melech, we all know, means HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Megillah. Achashverosh is reading the Book of Chronicles. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reading the Book of Chronicles. And we are remembered in the Sefer HaZikroinos, Divrei Hayomim Lefnei HaMelech. We're not forgotten. Haman wants us to be forgotten. Amalek wants us to be forgotten. So we have the mitzvah of Shkolim that precedes the Shkolim of Haman. Haman thinks that because we're Mefuzer Mefoirah, there's Pirud, he can wipe us out with the Aseres Halfei Kikar Kesef that he says he's going to give L'Havi El Ginzei HaMelech. But Shkolim is the mitzvah of Achdus. Shkolim is where all the Jews unite together. Everyone gives a Machzis HaShekel. Everyone is a Leiv Nishba V'Nitka. Everyone breaks his heart, joins with another Jew, connects with Hashem, Emuna B'Toikif B'Shleimus. That's Shkolim is connected to Keser, Bekel HaGolgoilus. In Keser, there's no Pagam, Ki Yodua. In the Shoirish, there's no Pagam. We reached the level of the Shoirish. Achashverosh wanted to uproot us from the Shoirish. Achashverosh is the Lashon Shoirish, as they bring that from Midrash. But on the contrary, the Shoyrish of Klal Yisrael became intensified. Our connection to the Shoyrish became intensified during this time period. And as we get ready now for Adar Sheni, for Shkolim, for the Siyum of Sefer Shemais, when we cry out, Chazak, Chazak, Menis Chazak, we have to all be Mechazak ourselves. It's a difficult time, difficult generation that we live in, tremendous challenges and trials and tribulations, and we need more Tikkun than any other generation. And therefore, the Magen Avraham is revealing to us that you could still finish Vayakal Pekudei with Shaivivim Tat. The next few days, especially till after the Shabbos, are very, very crucial. And then we go into very, very great times, times of Aliyah, Shkolim, Zachar, Purim, Parah, Chayidesh, Pesach, all the way till Shavuos. We should be zeichet to utilize these moments properly and connect with one another and connect with Hashem properly and be zeichet to Achdus Hashem and the Tikkun for the Chet HaEgel, Tikkun for the Chet of Mechiras Yosef. All of us should prava this Shkolim in reality, be able to bring Shkolim this year to the Beis HaMikdash, should be able to be Makriv Karbonis as we enter the month of Nisan.
For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. Those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.